Appendix 1, Interview Guide. Introduction. Thank you for agreeing to participate in this interview. We are interviewing you as part of Shift and Sands, which is a UK-wide research project that seeks to better understand art undergraduate professional development courses and how they prepare graduates for work in the contemporary art sector. We are particularly interested in your experience as a 2020 graduate since leaving higher education institution or a foundation education institution. Shift and Sands, Scotland, England, which is the strand of the study that you are taking part in, focuses on the experiences of 2020 graduates from higher education and foundation education institutions across Scotland, Yorkshire and the Humber region. My background as a 2020 graduate. Just to let you know where I'm coming from, I myself am a 2020 graduate of the Royal College of Art, and so I have experienced what it's like to graduate into and work in the post-COVID contemporary art sector myself. The interview should take between 45 minutes and 1 hour. You'll be asked some questions about your experience of the professional practice elements of your undergraduate course and your experience of working or trying to gain work in the contemporary art sector in your first year after graduation. There are no right or wrong answers to any of our questions. We are just interested in your unique experience. Your participation will be kept confidential along with your responses. This means that your interview will only be shared with the research team, which consists of myself and Quinn, and we will ensure that any information we include in our report is anonymised. You might decide that you don't want to answer a particular question, and that's fine. Please also feel free to interrupt me to ask for clarification, ask for breaks at any time, or stop the interview for any reason. Do you have any questions for me before we begin? With your permission, I would like to record the interview, so I don't want to miss any of your comments. Is that okay with you? Warm up. Before we begin, it would be nice if you could tell me a little bit about yourself. Question number one. Could you tell me a bit about your practice? Question number two. What made you decide to study art in university or college? Main interview. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about your course. Question number one. I can see here that you studied at... What drew you to this course in particular? Question number two. How did the course compare to your expectations? Question number three. Thinking back to when you were applying to art school or college, did you have an idea of what you wanted to do when you graduated? Question number four. How did this change or evolve whilst you were studying? Question number five. What support did you receive to identify your career goals on your course? Question number six. Can you tell me about any skills that you developed during your course that have helped you since you graduated? Here's a prompt. And what are some that you feel would have been helpful to learn? Question number seven. What does the term professional practice mean to you? A prompt. Was this a concept that was introduced to you during your course? Question number eight. How did you find out about opportunities for professional development whilst you were studying? Prompt. Placements, networking events, training days. Question number nine. Can you tell me about some of the things that made it possible or more difficult for you to take up these opportunities? Prompt. What effects do you feel that taking part or not taking part in these had on your professional development? Another prompt. Bursaries or skills, confidence, time, mentoring, access requirements, discrimination, networks, other commitments. Question number 10. How did you connect to the wider contemporary art sector whilst you were studying? Prompt. Did your university help set up any of these connections? Question number 11. In what ways, if any, have these connections been useful to you since graduating? Question number 12. How do you feel that your course prepared you to work in the contemporary art sector? Question number 13. Can you tell me about how your course equipped you with ways of working or thinking that were responsive to the current social, political or economic climate? Prompt: things such as social justice issues, ethical considerations, digital economy, COVID, funding shortages and the climate crisis. Now I would like to move on to some questions about your experience as a recent graduate. Question number 14. Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing since you graduated. Prompt: for example, have you continued a creative practice? Question number 15. What has prevented you or made this more difficult for you? Prompt: or what has helped you to sustain your practice? Question number 16. Where have you been living since graduation? Prompt: what's the art scene like in this place? Another prompt: what drew you to work there or made you stay there? Question number 17. Have you faced any challenges whilst trying to work in the visual arts sector? And if so, what have they been? Prompt: for example, race, gender, class or age related discrimination, disability, lack of space, lack of confidence, financial or time constraints, etc. Cool off. Question number 18. Is there anything that you now know that you wish you could go back and tell yourself as a new graduate? Question number 19. Any questions or comments?